the Ottawa Blackjacks' first game of the 2022 Canadian Elite Basketball League, CEBL, season ended with a next basket wins scenario. The Blackjacks lost 90-87 to the Fraser Valley Bandits in their first game of the season on May 25 at TD Place. Despite the loss, 6'7 guard Deng Ottle led the Blackjacks with 37 points while shooting 14 of 16 from the floor. "My shots were falling early," said Ottle. "I worked a lot on my game, so I just kept my confidence high and took the shots they gave me." Record breaker. Congrats to our forward at Forever Deng, who just set a franchise record with 37 points during his first game as a Blackjacks. Bicepspick.twitter.com/ulapoya0a, Ottawa Blackjacks, @ott_blackjacks. May 26, 2022 Ottawa's basketball team didn't start their season the way they wanted to, but had a packed crowd to cheer them on during their home opener. Head coach of the Blackjacks, Charles Dubé-Bray, said he was happy with the way the team played and felt that his squad was in control for most of the game. He had nothing but praise for the team's leading scorer after the loss. "He was fantastic," said Dubé-Bray. "He's been as good in this game as we've seen a player be in this league." Ottle played just over 28 minutes before he fouled out of the game while also posting 9 rebounds and 5 assists. "It's tough, as a competitor you want to be on the floor, but it's also about trusting your teammates," said Ottle. "You can always be in the game even if you're not on the floor." The Fraser Valley Bandits head coach Mike Taylor gave a lot of credit to the Blackjacks, and admitted they controlled most of the game. However, he was extremely pleased to see his team come together like this in game number one. "It was a fantastic way to start the season. Your team has a really productive training camp, but you still never know what you have until you get out here and play." Ottawa native Maxime Borsiquo played his first professional basketball game, finishing with 5 points and 5 rebounds. The 6'5 forward joined the Blackjacks after finishing his season with the University of Ottawa GGs. "There's no better feeling than being able to do what I love without having to go too far," said Borsiquo. "Overall, I think it was a great experience, not just for myself, but for my family and friends to be able to see my growth." The Blackjacks dominated on the glass out, rebounding the Bandits 43-31, and prevailed from behind the arc as well, shooting 57% from three-point range compared to Fraser Valley's 40%. "I'm looking forward to creating many more moments like these moving forward, and hopefully we keep building on yesterday and have a fantastic season," said Borsiquo. The Blackjacks will have 9 more chances to win at home this season before the CEBL Championship weekend, set to take place from August 12 to August 14 in the nation's capital.